We are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Woo, you bet your sweet ass we do. You know what else we do is we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right, darling.
Hey.
How are you?
Great, great. Just had a mad dash to get my shirt off and...
Yeah,
get my mouth to the mic.
You're shirtless now.
Yes, I'm now shirtless.
For those listeners at home.
Sure.
What do we do this week? We saw The Witch.
The Witch, yeah. It was, I don't know, so-so.
I thought it had potential.
It had some potential. There's some really creepy moments, but, you know, the climax was left me wanting a little bit, so I don't know. Witch 2. Let's see. Coven of witches getting wild.
You know who's not a witch? That was an amazing segue.
That segue was... very special.
You know this Randy rapper and DJ? You've heard her signature flip-flop music style in her latest EP, I'm a Firecracker. She's collaborated with tons of great peeps like Grandmaster Flash, The Prodigy, and Lana Del Rey.
Recently, she's teamed up with Margaret Cho on the very funny song and video, Motherfucking Emojis, and you're going to see her in an upcoming music video on season 4 of Inside Amy Schumer. We welcome Conchetta Kirshner, a.k.a. Princess Superstar.
Woo-woo!
Yay!
Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not a witch. But
not a witch.
I can be a bitch.
Bitch, not a witch.
That's
The Salem witch trials were a little less intense than the Salem witch trials, I think.
Yeah. People still got burned, but...
They did, yeah.
But by my fire.
Well, we like to wine and dine our guests here on Ménage à Trois.
We try to be fancy. And Conchetta asked for some kombucha.
She did.
Which is a nice cleansing beverage.
I've recently gotten more into kombucha.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel healthy.
Yeah, it's good for your intestines.
That's good.
So I try to take care of everybody's intestines.
You're very kind to the human intestines.
Do you think it undoes years of party damage?
No, nothing can do that.
Great.
Except for stopping.
Oh, man. What about the magic juice?
Also, we rarely dine here, but I'd like to say that our producer, Haz, is wolfing down a salad.
Yeah, it's delicious. I take care of myself.
Yep. And you got a little sliver of bread there.
Doesn't take care of us, though.
No.
I do absolutely take care of you guys.
That salad smells weird.
We go hungry, and your salad stinks.
Also, chewing into the mic is kind of like, you know, when you chew, like, in the phone, when you're talking on the phone, you're like, sorry. Yeah. And like that. So you're doing that to, like, thousands of people.
Yeah.
Well, like, maybe some of them are ASMR folks.
Oh, yeah.
And so I can do a little. All right, let's do a little for them.
Ew.
No.
Oh, I dropped some.
And he's salading all over the table.
Oh, it sounds like he's wolfing a cock.
Also, ASMR. I wish that's what was happening. I would at least get
Wait,
a little...
but do you really want someone chewing on your cock?
Like, well, that's
true.
Even
all
if
kinds.
The ASMR folks love the sound of someone chewing on a dick.
So, Princess, are you single?
No, I'm married.
All right. Yeah, so are we.
So are we.
Boring.
Yeah. We like to get the tale of single insanity out there. And Haz just, you know,
a
salads don't
bachelor.
Count so as a one-night stand, so we don't need to...
I've got stories, but, I mean, for another day, guys.
All right.
You know?
All right.
I don't want to blow anybody's spot up.
I feel like you're always trying to, like, be a guest on the podcast.
Why do you say that? You want me to be a part of this, right? I mean...
No, yeah, we want you to produce it.
Oh, cool. So I'll just turn my chair over here.
Great.
Haz is in the corner.
It's nice to have you back in the room, buddy.
Nobody puts Haz in the corner.
It seems like it's nice. Yeah, thanks.
We love you.
Okay. Oh, man. What do you say we slip on over to Sexy Science, huh?
Let's do it.
So, Conchetta, what we do here is we rip articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
Topical matters of the hearts and parts. So this is just like some current event shit.
Okay.
And we hope to get your take on it, our take on it. Maybe Haz will chew during it. We'll see. But this article this week we have comes to us from Quartz. The title of this one is Microsoft's Disastrous Tay Experiment Shows the Hidden Dangers of AI.
Is it strange to have made something that hates you?
Nice.
Ex Machina.
Ex Machina clip.
Yeah.
AI. Okay, so basically Microsoft's shitty chatbot Tay was supposed to be a clever experiment in artificial intelligence and machine learning. The bot spoke like millennials and learned from the people it interacted with on Twitter and social media.
Of course, Tay learned the worst in less than 24 hours. The perky humans are super cool became Hitler was right. So Microsoft promptly yanked the bot offline for some adjustments, they said.
Yeah, so basically they tried to create a person that could tweet with people, and it just became a monster within one day.
It absorbed information. It started out as like a blank slate, but it was learning. So whatever people tweeted at it, it would soak in, and it would start to regurgitate and make its own decisions based on what people were tweeting.
So it started just being like racist and awful and tweeting base shit. But you could argue that they succeeded because that's what people do online.
That's the mirror of the internet, I guess.
But I feel like Twitter pretty much brings out the worst in people. Like, literally, I tweeted the other day, like, why do I have to pee? It interrupts the day. So, like, you really don't want, like, a robot, you know, kind of like as a mirror, like, you know, yelling back your worst, stupidest stuff.
Yeah. It's just like, humans, well, because the robot's like, haha, I don't have to pee. They find our weaknesses in the human beings.
Guys, artificial intelligence scares me.
It does.
Anyone have any thoughts on that?
Also, just because we're not very intelligent, so like we're trying to build something that's like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, maybe if we were more intelligent, then I would trust artificial intelligence.
Right.
But because we're so fucking stupid, like we can't even solve our own problems, like we're going to build something that's like smart. I don't see how.
I agree.
Create a monster.
Yep. Yeah. That will definitely have no empathy, because there's the things that just maybe save humans from being... for the most part, no, we still ruin everything.
But you're right.
Occasionally, someone will be like, I have a little bit of a conscience, I might not do this. Whereas if with the AI, it just goes right off the rails.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like also this artificial intelligence will learn pretty quickly how terrible we are and will just like make the decision to just like
destroy
us. Because we're destroying the planet, we're hurting each other. So why don't we just exterminate these terrible creatures?
Which I think was the Hitler was right. I think I feel like the bot got to a point where they're like, this is what is being fed to me all day by the internet. It's like, man,
garbage people.
Probably should have got rid of a lot of people.
All that trolling and everything. Like, people are
brutal.
Yeah.
But it's funny that Microsoft accidentally made a troll.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like screaming at people on Twitter.
Yeah,
so funny. And they were like, this is going to be groundbreaking.
She also didn't tweet anything original. I think the whole idea was the only way she would respond is if someone tweeted at her.
Mm-hmm.
So that she, and they wanted to make her, they tailored it so she was a young teenager. So it was like a teenage perspective.
Ugh. Just
by
the
end of
the
day, she was pulling like a fat Jew, like, you know, like stealing people's
memes.
Tweets and like just being terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great.
So, classic person.
Yeah, Microsoft.
Great job, Microsoft. Oh my God, my bell's not here.
No, there's no bell.
Ding.
You just have to...
We need the cup, too.
I'll go get it.
Poke Haas's belly and he'll ding.
Guys, the bell's not on the table. I apologize to all our listeners.
Also, not a sex bot, which we've talked about before,
not
too.
A
it's
sex
like
bot.
This is just a Twitter account, so it's like at least... You get the artificial intelligence, there's some incredible sex bots that exist out there.
Are there?
I mean,
I know there's the sex dolls.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess, what did I say? Bot? Sex bot? Nah. I guess a doll that talks is a sex bot.
But I think I did read about a man trying to make a sex robot.
I mean, I think that they've definitely done that. They're just probably not that good yet.
Yeah.
But also, there's a lot people don't tell us. Like, maybe in Japan, there's an amazing sex bot. But
it's probably
like
$1 million.
Yeah, people don't tell us anything about Japan is the problem. We don't know if there's sex bots over there.
And they do all the cool tech shit. Mm-hmm. And then you find out 10 years later that your husband's a sex robot and you thought he was a real person.
And it was a 34-year-long experiment.
The thing is, I'm you know, mildly attracted to R2-D2. So, like, I could see something like that going on. You know, when I was little, I definitely had a crush on R2-D2.
Yep.
Not even C-3PO, just R2-D2.
Well, the more bot, the better.
That.
Like, you start to get a little too close to a man, and it's like the uncanny
scary.
Valley. Yeah.
Yeah. But R2-D2,
wonder what
his
peen looked like.
Do you think he had a peen?
I think so. I mean, he had that.
Well, he would shoot a probe out sometimes.
Yeah.
Just
that's
kind of
right.
His peen.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So hot.
Yeah, he had a probe.
Shoot a probe out.
Talk dirty to me.
Bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, 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 bloop. Speaking of, some of our listeners like to shoot probes out to us.
Holy hell, do they ever. I mean, just firing off on these transitions today. This is a little something we call listener love.
Listen, a mailbag.
What do we do here, Lever?
Well, people, they tweet at us. They might be robots from Microsoft. Who knows? They send us emails. They ask us questions. So we want to give them advice. Conchetta, we need your help.
Sure.
We're not great at it. So, you know, hopefully you can help us help these people.
Robots. Who do we have up first?
Our first question comes from Carrie in Salem, Oregon via our email, menage-a-trois.radio.
That's my home state.
Oh, my gosh.
But Portland, Oregon.
Right.
Salem's the capital.
Right. And also the Salem witch trials are Massachusetts, so.
Yeah.
Salem bitch trials.
That's right.
Yo.
Salem. Salem bitch trials were Portland, Oregon. Yeah.
But this comes to us via our email, menage-a-trois.radio@gmail, care dog types. My boyfriend asked me to stop eating Taco Bell since it's bad for me and makes his car smell, but I love it so much. It's not cool to give up the things I love for a dude, right?
Whoa.
Mm. Wow.
This is a hard one because, no, don't give up anything, but also Taco Bell's terrible for you.
Yeah. Don't give up your passions in life. And if your passions in life are just Taco Bell, gotta just maybe do a personal search for inside yourself for like a week and be like, do I have anything else that I love to do other than eat Taco Bell?
Yeah, I wonder how this conversation went. Because if he's like, Carrie, stop eating Taco Bell. I'm the boss of you. Then he's a loser. But if he's like, hey, hon, you've been eating Taco Bell 12 times a day, and I love you, and I'm worried. Then it's like, nice.
Yeah. I also kind of feel like he maybe is saying car, but meaning something else. Because I used to consume a lot of Taco Bell. And I will tell you, boy, down there, if you've had enough Taco Bell throughout the day,
it makes your dick smell?
No, it makes your asshole just a goddamn disaster.
I think she's got to listen to this dude and take a run for the border. Get away from that bell.
I ate Taco Bell like 5 times a day in high school. But that's when your body is still like rebuilds.
Yeah.
Your scabs heal.
A little bit.
I had a metabolism. It was just a totally different time.
True.
Run for the border. Mm-hmm. I think that's good advice.
I think that's the best advice we've gotten all day. Who do we have next?
Our second question is from Tom in Long Island City, Queens, via our Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio. T asks, my neighbors are very polite in the hall, but have screaming sex all the time. It scares my cats and reminds me that I'm alone. Can I tell them to fuck off, or will they ruin my life?
They've ruined my life. The stakes are high in this situation.
I know.
How could neighbors ruin your life? Like, well, steal your mail?
Yeah, they could steal your mail. They could...
Molotov cocktail?
They could Molotov cocktail, yeah. Our neighbors, when I lived in Crown Heights, had a Molotov cocktail thrown into the hallway right across the hall, so that could be a ruining situation.
Wow.
I don't think they'll resort to a Molotov if you just politely tell them.
But I think what he needs to do is get a sound machine.
Shh.
Oh, yes, like white noise or something, yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Or perhaps the sound of the ocean.
ASMR. What is that called?
ASMR. Maybe the thunderstorms are nice.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe like the screaming fucking. Oh.
Yeah, just get a higher volume screaming fucking and just out scream fuck them.
It's so sad that he says it scares his cats.
Yeah.
But also he's sad that he's alone.
Yeah, that's what you're projecting.
Exactly. You know what? You know, that's your main problem, dude. You know, forget about them. Go get inspired. Go out, you know, go on eHarmony.
Yes.
Right?
Get on eHarmony.
A sex robot.
Yeah, I mean, go to Japan and come back with a sex robot, or get your cats fucking. Because if you ever heard cats fuck, it's brutal. It's like
amazing, like
a very loud, aggressive. The howls of cats in heat is.
They have the barbed dicks. Cats do.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah. So sex is a like painful, weird thing for cats.
That reminds me of R2-D2.
Yeah.
The probe.
The spiky probe.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh man.
That's amazing.
So yeah, I think you should just get your cats fucking, or get a recording of other people fucking, or eHarmony, bring someone home and try to outfuck them.
Yeah, a lot of people have had a lot of success on eHarmony.
Yes,
it's not just for Christians anymore.
No,
it's not.
No,
it's not. It's really just for everybody, for lonely fucking neighbors, you know, problems.
I actually tried to. Somebody said that eHarmony, when they first started, they were really selective because they didn't want to let anyone in who they weren't confident they could match because of their statistics. So I tried to join just to see, and I answered the questions completely honestly. It's this very in-depth, long questionnaire, and they said no.
Oh my God! You were rejected by eHarmony
because I was saying things like I don't believe in God and I'm not super religious, like being honest. And they were saying when they started out, they were really trying to pair
Christian.
Up a certain thing,
sure.
Mingling Christians.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm like, fuck you! How dare you reject me?
Oh well, but God. You didn't want who they were.
Well,
say
you rejected their God. That's true. So, I mean, you know.
Also, there's the drug addict thing. So.
Yeah,
they
I'm
don't
a
want
drug
heathens
addict.
On their site.
No, you got to worship at the God of Harmony.
Oh, jeez.
And you weren't willing to do it.
All right.
But we didn't meet on there, so.
No.
We did all right.
We met in some dark alley.
Yes, we did.
Get a life, Tom.
It wasn't Christian. Get a life, Tom. Who else do we have?
Lastly, Ramona in Cambridge, Massachusetts tweeted at us, at Minaj Radio, Ramones wonders. I fingered my boss's asshole last week at our spring sales meeting in Boca. He took the week off, so I haven't seen him yet. Do I need to quit?
No, I mean, he took a vacation, it sounds like. I don't know. Also, fingers deep in the ass in Boca, of all places.
Well, the sales meeting. I'm picturing that they have like some office job and that was like their week away.
And they got drunk and got back to the hotel and after a long conference about medical supplies. I don't know where this woman works.
Do you think he took the week off to avoid seeing this employee?
First of all, I don't think you need to quit. How do you know that you're not going to be promoted?
Yes. You might come back after a week and make you a senior VP.
I think it all depends on how many fingers.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
What was your, how confident are you in your fingering abilities?
We're talking a two or a three.
Did you get him there?
It's a big difference.
Three.
Was it a lady or a man? I don't even know the gender. And it doesn't really matter. But if you got him off, you got him off. I was just curious what the.
It says he for the boss.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's Ramona. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. If you got him there, then you should probably stick around till he at least comes back because you might be in line for a promotion.
Yeah.
Or you left one of your press on nails in there and he spent the week in the hospital.
That's true.
Wow. Yeah.
Check your manicure.
Check your hands. See if anything's missing.
Yeah, if there's a ring, perhaps, that has slipped off.
A friendship ring of sorts.
A promise ring. I promise to finger you every year in Boca.
We'll always have Boca. I think, wait for that promotion, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're getting promoted.
Yeah, dude.
Look on the bright side. Well, we helped some people.
Oh, we helped so many people.
But now we have some questions for our guest, Conchetta.
Oh.
These are called six sections. They're just rapid fire sex questions.
Oh, okay.
So you just have to answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm sweating.
I know.
It's stressful.
It's stressful.
Okay.
All right, beginning now.
What song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
America, fuck yeah.
Yes.
What's the sexiest animal?
Porcupine.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Scott Aukerman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What U.S. president would you bone?
Washington.
Oh, 69 or 420?
69.
Mm-hmm. Woo! And lastly, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Kindness. Love.
Oh, yes. The kind porcupine.
So fine.
I'm not really sure why I said that the porcupine.
I think the quills. We're talking about like spiky dicks and things.
They shoot.
The R2-D2 thing.
Because they can shoot their quills. That's like a million probes at once.
Ooh, the orgy.
Now we know what I like in bed. I never knew.
Pleasure meets pain with the porcupine. Oh, yeah.
The sweet porcupine. Washington, go for the original.
50 Shades of Porcupine.
There better be a porcupine in the sequel to that movie.
Yeah.
It'll spice things up.
That would be hot.
Yeah.
It would. Much better
than
the first
one. Come onto my private plane. Meet Porky.
Could save the franchise.
I felt it very juicy.
Oh, the juicy quills.
Quills, not so juicy.
Maybe dry. More dry quills. Maybe I'm mixing the blood in with the...
A little pointy.
This sounds like a kind of like a new BDSM, but it's like outdoors. And it like involves natural products.
Mother Nature's BDSM.
You get beat with like a rock and you get poked with a porcupine.
And you use sap as a lube.
Yep.
And you get kicked by a horse.
And then you wash off in the creek.
I would take that trip, I think. Other than the horse kick.
Or maybe you just want to go camping. That's basically it.
I could just go upstate and camp for a weekend. Yeah.
Sex camping.
We got to get those brochures out.
We do. Kindness.
Kindness in Washington.
Love. Washington.
Was the original.
Yeah, this felt like a very wholesome round.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wholesome.
Yeah, I feel like you're a nice person. That's what I get from
that. We found out you're a nice person. Because you don't have much time to think about it. You just got to say what's on your mind.
No.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you just don't know what you're going to say.
No.
like a fucking porcupine.
Sometimes
shooting off before he even needs to.
Shooting those quills off. A premature quill shooter is not what you want out of your porcupine. You want a porcupine who can go all night. Because don't they die after they shoot the quills, or is that that's a bee?
No, that's a bee.
All right. All right. Learning about nature.
That's a bee.
You really got to go on a sex camping trip.
I know. Oh, yeah. I do. I got to learn my animals.
Mm-hmm. What would the bee do? Maybe it would like sting your dick.
Yeah.
And then it would get all swollen. Swollen.
That's Mother Nature's Cialis.
Yes.
Just get that bee sting on there and you're fucking swolled up.
Your girlfriend like puts a flower next to your dick and waits for a bee. Just saying.
Except then it would hurt. You wouldn't really want to penetrate anyway. You'd
probably
be like,
not.
Don't touch
probably
my fucking
not.
Dick.
Yeah. Don't even breathe on it.
Yeah.
Maybe it would help. I don't know. Mm.
Or you could get mosquito bumps, you know, and then, you know, like the like those ridged condoms
ribbed,
or whatever.
Yes.
Where,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Ribbed.
Yep. Yes.
I think they're ridged and ribbed.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, both. Yeah.
Mosquito bites.
What else bumps. Could like
ribbed
insects
for her pleasure.
Do their dick? Yeah.
That poison ivy, but you don't want that.
Can
that's
ants
just,
do anything?
Fire ants.
Fire ants.
Fire ants bark it up.
Maybe worms. That might like, spice things up
just
a little bit. Just a
what
worm.
What do they do?
What do the worms do?
You could fuck
do?
A bucket of worms. I don't yeah. know.
You could cut them up and they regrow.
Oh.
That feels like it would hurt the worms.
Well, yeah. you could make yeah. compost, I guess. You could like shoot your load in the worm.
Oh, yeah.
That's
really,
great.
Oh, my God. Natural composting.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Sex camping becomes like sex
Eco.
Farming.
Eco.
Yes. Yes. We've got some organic tomatoes by the end of this whole affair.
Oh, my gosh. Like, forget fucking. I'm making a salad.
We got our kombucha, okay?
Yo,
like, we're on the way.
We're hippies.
We got to print off these brochures.
I've noticed the spelling on that kombucha, though. Don't worry about that. That's fine.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The kombucha.
Kombucha.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, kombucha.
Yeah.
Little oh, that's better.
Oh, well, compost.
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 Composting.
Oh, my God.
Yo, anyone out there who wants to try composting and let us know how it goes.
Yes.
Please. Get your banana
really
peels.
Your
and
soil.
Your,
just, yeah. You have to jerk off into your compost twice a day.
Yep. And you'll grow little babies. Your plants will be your babies. Your DNA will be in them.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, is that like cannibalism?
Kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, don't eat your children.
Interesting.
Hmm.
On that note.
Wow, that's some food for thought for me.
Let's slide on over to From Whose Mouth.
Oh, Haas, are you still eating a salad?
No, I'm not. I finished my salad. That's the grapefruit lady.
Oh, yes.
The infamous grapefruit lady.
We confuse.
We love her.
She's the best.
All right. So, Princess, in this segment, Haas is going to read you two quotes relating to matters of hearts and parts said by famous people.
And you have to guess which one said which quote.
Who said what?
Okay, great. I like it.
Or from whose mouth? That's the worst name of a segment we've ever had.
Yeah.
Did you
but
come
it's
up
a great segment.
From whose
mouth? I didn't come up with the name.
I feel like
name.
That's bad grammar, guys.
Yeah.
From whose
I think
mouth?
I came up
or,
with
no,
that.
I don't know.
No, actually, I did come up with this. That's what I would do. Yeah.
From which mouth? No.
From what mouth?
What?
What?
From what?
From what? Whence?
From whence it came from the mouth.
Colon quotes. Great. Solved that. Who do we have today, Oz?
Well, today we have a quote from Joan Crawford and from Jackie Kennedy Onassis.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So here is quote numero uno. I need sex for a clear complexion, but I'd rather do it for love. Hold on.
Oh.
Because we're going to give you a quote number two now.
Oh.
Now, this goes, sex is a bad thing because it rumples the clothes.
Ooh.
This is tough.
This is tough.
Very tough.
This is a hard one.
Ooh.
It's complexion, right? But they're both very attractive, beautiful ladies.
Right.
Public figures.
And both clean cut.
Yeah.
So the rumpling thing. So we have Joan Crawford
and
Jackie
Kennedy. Yeah, who would be more on the record about sex?
Okay, wait a minute. I know, because Joan Crawford was like a psycho bitch, right?
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
about her clothes and the wire hangers and all that. So I'm going to go for the clothes for Joan Crawford.
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Oh, I thought the same thing.
Good reasoning, right?
Yeah. Great reasoning.
Well, that was my trick.
You tricked.
I found these and I was like, that would totally be Joan.
Kolsky tricked.
Yeah, with the wire. I said the same thing with the wire hangers.
So yes, it was Jackie Kennedy Onassis who said sex is a bad thing because it rumbles the clothes. And Joan Crawford said, I need sex for a clear complexion, but I'd rather do it for love.
So you don't really associate love with Joan Crawford?
No, certainly not.
No, hate.
Hate.
I associate hate with Joan.
Child
Mommy
abuse.
Dearest. Yeah, and I don't think of Jackie as, like, worrying as much about... I mean, she was very put together, but you don't
think of her as,
like, anal.
But John John was came home with those rumpled clothes. Well, not John John. John John was JFK Jr. I guess JFK Sr. came home with those rumpled clothes, and she was probably, like...
From Maryland, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So she was, like, these... Every time she saw rumpled clothes...
Those weren't just rumpled. They were, like, burned.
They were torn in half. And
toe up.
Yeah, lipstick and...
Yeah.
Like Monica Lewinsky'd.
Yep, just straight Lewinsky.
Kombucha everywhere.
Composting.
Yeah, JFK the first composters were Marilyn and JFK.
And JFK, yeah.
Little known fact. You always learn something.
That was the garden in the back of the White House.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
All compost.
What is their garden? There's like a rose, there's something, there's
the
famous...
White House, the official garden?
Yeah.
I think it's the official White House garden.
That's it?
That's what it's called.
Yeah,
because they always have like the first ladies planting something.
It's the goatess.
Good, right?
Yeah.
Like, you the bought goatess? It. I have no idea.
No, but you said it very confidently.
Yeah.
Did you hear Oz?
No, what?
It's the goatess, the garden of the United States.
Oh, yes. Love it.
That's pretty great.
Goatess.
Meet me in the goatess at midnight. We're composting
with the POTUS.
We're going to see.
You're a rapper, dude.
Flotus POTUS and the goatess.
Yeah, no, the
flotus
is not.
Definitely don't.
Wait, now I do.
No, maybe we'll come up later.
All right, write that goatess track and then get back
to us. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay, I will.
Rolls off the tongue.
It sure does. We're going to try to roll something off the tongue here in Virtual Sugar.
What do we do here,
Brian's
darling?
On point.
Yeah, Brian's really good at the sound cues.
He's great. Yeah, thanks, like Brian. You're the best.
Professional.
So what we do here is we want to see you in action. We know you're not single, but if you pretend you are for a moment, this is an improvised date.
Oh my God. Okay.
So you choose a name out of the date cup here, okay. And you're just playing yourself, and then whoever you go on a date with. And we'll get to see Princess Superstar in action.
She's picking a name. She's opening the paper. Oh,
Haas.
Oh, it's Haas. Oh, my God.
We're going to take you out next time. Ben Hosley. We call him Haas.
Who is that? Oh, that's you.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Haas.
Oh, the day hasn't started.
Haas. Oh, it hasn't?
A.K.A. Yeah. GOTUS.
GOTUS.
Up in here. All right.
A.K.A. R2-D2.
Ooh. Mm, watch out for that probe.
It'll poke you.
All right, so are
and,
you guys ready?
Diana, me and Diana may jump in if, you know, need be as any ancillary characters that might come up.
Okay.
But we got Haas and we got Conchetta going on a date.
Night on the town.
Begins now.
So they call you princess.
Yeah, they do. Many millions do.
Well, I get it.
So what do you do for a living?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a bit of a janitor.
Oh, a janitor.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, clean at this office building in Midtown.
Oh.
Do a great job. Got some of the cleanest floors in the biz, let me tell you.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I'm also an artist.
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah.
Where you live, Bushwick?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Well, I don't know. You know, artists.
Yeah. I have like 12 roommates, but it's like cool.
You got a big loft, right?
It's good size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, I'm working on like some paintings.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like
all
mixed
right,
media.
Let's limp into warrior pose.
Yeah.
Oh God. All right.
Also, I'm gonna do my best here. I'm kind of out of shape.
Okay. Do you want to go to Whole Foods after?
Yes, of course.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like I really like some stuff from the bulk bin after I do yoga.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is great. You're going to cook for me?
No, I just was going to get, like, you know, some dried fruit and nuts and stuff. Like, you know, like, these nuts.
Oh, I know all about these nuts.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to salute the sun.
Speaking of these nuts, do not look this way.
Oh, man, those are like some see-through Lululemons.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm not a yoga guy, so I bought these. I didn't realize they were so sheer.
I know. I can totally see your butt line.
I'm sorry, sir.
Yes?
Your genitals are exposed. We have a pretty harsh policy here about covering up your bits.
Are you noticing the pubes, though? They're quite thick, so I feel like they're at least covering up some of it. A good portion of it.
I'm sorry. We can't take the pubic excuse again. I told you this last week, and you need to cover up.
I really think that we're in a yoga class that it, like, just encourages, like, natural stuff to come up, and you're kind of killing my vibe.
Yes,
I'm
sorry. I agree. Fellow yoga friends, hello.
Beverly, his junk is out.
It's me, Beverly.
Ugh, this bot is a fucking nightmare.
Well, Beverly's got a point, though, okay? This is just a body.
I'm trying to protect our other patrons.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Oh, my God. Guys, this is my classroom.
That was my innards going off. I think I'm short-circuiting. This pose is not good for Beverly. Beverly is going.
Beverly, stop saluting the sun.
Beverly.
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 No, Beverly.
Teenagers. Teenagers. Teenage yoga. 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 Matt. Matt, come quad.
Beverly, put your junk away. She learns what she sees. You guys need to leave.
POTUS. POTUS must die.
Why is there a swastika on your screen?
POTUS must die.
Oh, my God. She's becoming a troll. This is the worst day teaching I've ever had.
I think we should just go to Whole Foods and get the fuck out of here.
I think that's a good call.
Compost at Whole Foods.
Woo! You guys kept the date going.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The date continued.
I tried to be nice. I started out as a bitch, and then I was like, let me be nice. And
that's
well,
excellent.
I appreciate
him,
that.
Invite him to Whole Foods.
That's, wasn't really giving you much there. I mean, I'm a janitor.
A bit of a janitor,
a bit
also.
Of a janitor.
I'm an artist who lives with 12 people in Bushwick. Yeah. Like, oh, marriage material.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do. I love that because that's usually reserved for somewhat of like, I'm a bit of a, you know, a bit of a basketball player. I'm a bit of an artist.
No,
a bit of a janitor is.
Occupation, that's very weird.
Yeah. Good. Well, that was still a pretty successful date.
Oh, yeah. That bot needs some work, though.
Well, sure she does. All bots. You don't want your bot doing yoga. Doesn't need to.
Right.
Or otherwise you've programmed. You've made a poor bot that needs to piss or shit or do yoga.
But maybe she's the yoga instructor's only friend.
Yeah.
That's a
sad yoga instructor. Yeah.
Just hypothetically.
just saying. Just if
your machine was your best friend.
That's really all you had.
While we all look at our cell phones currently.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Good point.
You were on Instagram.
Yep.
He's just looking at pictures of salad.
Yeah.
I can see your screen.
Is this salad porn, Haas? What are you getting into here?
Oh, yeah. God damn, I can't wait to come all over that.
Jesus Christ.
Compost. Oh, sorry. Really lost it there for a second.
Yeah, you...
Could you break your iPhone by jizzing on it?
No.
Absolutely.
No.
You said that with so much.
Sounds like,
yeah.
Got jizz
a lot
on
of
my
conviction.
iPhone. Yeah, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Well. That bot made me sad. You know what else makes me sad?
Yes, we have to say goodbye to Conchetta.
Oh, that is sad.
That is sad.
Brian,
but
cue the music.
Our listeners do not have to say goodbye.
No, they don't. Hit up princesssuperstar.com for more Princess Superstar.
And be sure to follow her at PSuperstar.
And guys, she's working on a nonprofit kids project called These Are the Magic Days.
Yes.
Keep an eye out for that. It's going to be awesome.
She'll be DJing and performing for Pride in Asbury Park, New Jersey, June 4th.
Don't miss it.
Do not miss it.
Also in Portland. I don't know when, but in June.
Portland
Pride.
Portland, Maine or Oregon?
Oh, Oregon.
Oh, tight.
Oregon.
I'll tell my family to go.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
I love that. We'd also like to thank our producer, Brian. That's Ben Osley.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Thanks for my date.
Yeah. Of course, you're welcome.
It sucked. That was.
Nah, dude.
Ooh, straight shooting.
Listen, I got something going for me.
You're a bit of a janitor.
I know.
A bit of a janitor.
We're going to go to the Whole Foods bulk bins together one day.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Dabbling.
We want to thank our mama, UCB Comedy, and please tweet at us at Minaj Radio.
That's it and that's all. Goodbye.
Oh, my.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Eating a salad.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.